This news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. Michael Reese Lamb appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Julian Ferris to address a bench warrant issued for unpaid fines on two separate tickets. Lamb had admitted to the court that he lost track of his financial obligations while moving and acknowledged his negligence in the matter. The court set his total outstanding balance at $326, noting that $236 of that amount consists of late fees and bench warrant costs. Judge Ferris approved a new payment plan requiring Lamb to pay $50 per month beginning September 1st. Following the hearing, Lamb was released from custody. A two-vehicle crash in Huron County sent three people to the hospital, including a child. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office crash report, the collision happened about 10:54 a.m. Saturday, August 1st on Elkton Road, roughly 5 feet north of Sebring Road in Grant Township. Investigators say a 2017 red Chrysler Pacifica was traveling north on Elkton Road when a 2021 white Ford F-150 entered the roadway from Sebring Road. The sheriff's report indicates the pickup failed to stop at the posted intersection and entered the path of the Chrysler, resulting in an angle collision. The 39-year-old driver of the Chrysler and a 40-year-old front seat passenger were taken by ambulance to Hills and Dales General Hospital. The passenger was reported to have chest and shoulder pain, and a 9-year-old passenger was taken to Shure Hospital with pain to the left arm and knee. Two other children, ages 5 and 7, were checked by ambulance personnel at scene and were not reported injured. The 66-year-old driver, the Ford pickup, and a passenger were also evaluated at scene for possible injuries. The crash report indicates that the pickup driver suffered disabling injuries and was taken by ambulance to Hills and Dales General Hospital, while the passenger was transported to Shure Hospital with possible injuries. Both vehicles sustained disabling damage and were towed from the scene. Investigators reported clear weather, daylight, and dry road conditions at time of the crash. Alcohol and drugs were not suspected. The sheriff's report lists failure to yield as a hazardous action for the Chrysler driver, while the investigating deputy's narrative states the pickup driver acknowledged failing to stop and said the crash was their fault. The Huron County Sheriff's Office investigated with assistance from Shure Ambulance, Central Huron Ambulance, Oliver Township Fire Department, and Owendale Fire Department. And Michigan drivers can expect increased enforcement on the roads heading into Labor Day holiday. Michigan State Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking part in the statewide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign through September 7th. The effort is aimed at reducing crashes involving drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. State data shows Michigan recorded 1,002 fatal crashes in 2025, with more than 44% involving alcohol or drug impairment. Officials say impairment-related driving deaths declined between 2024 and 2025. The Labor Day period remains a particular concern. From 2021 through 2025, 46 fatal crashes were reported in Michigan over Labor Day weekends. Nearly 4 in 10 involved alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning is reminding anyone who plans to drink alcohol or use other impairing substances to arrange for a sober ride rather than getting behind the wheel. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.